This is TechCrunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Zepto becomes India's first 2023 unicorn with $200 million fresh funding by Manish Singh. Instant grocery delivery startup Zepto has raised $200 million in a new funding round at a valuation of $1.4 billion, it said Friday, at a time when most other firms in the category have either died or are struggling. The funding makes Zepto the first Indian startup to attain the unicorn status this year. StepStone Group, an influential LP in many venture funds, including Nexus Venture Partners, led Zepto's Series E funding in what is the U.S. firm's first direct investment in India. Goodwater Capital and existing backers, including Nexus, Gladebrook Capital, and Lakey Groom, also participated in the round. Zepto was last valued at $900 million in a funding round it unveiled in May last year. The startup, which has raised about $560 million to date, witnessed no secondary transaction in the new round, Zepto co-founder and chief executive Adit Palicha said in an interview. The funding comes at a time when the vast majority of instant delivery startups globally, GoPuff, Joker, Getter, Gorillas, Instacart, and others that collectively raised more than $10 billion, have significantly curtailed their operations, have seen their private valuations plummet, or have shut down entirely. Closer to home, Zepto rival Blinkit got sold for less money than it had raised after nearly a decade of operation. Reliance retail-backed Dunzo has deferred payments to employees and cut workforce after aggressively spending over $150 million to expand its dark stores, a gamble that appears to have not worked at all. So, what has worked for Zepto? Most people don't realize this, but businesses that are driven by supply chain and are operationally intense are fundamentally about execution, Palicha told TechCrunch. The high-level elements that people keep throwing, existence of deep-pocketed competitors, who all is on the cap table, etc., don't matter. What matters is the basis point by basis point execution and discipline with which you are governing every inch of your supply chain. Palicha and Kaivalya Vora co-founded Zepto when they were 19. The duo, who had previously worked on a number of projects, include a ride-hailing commute app for school kids and dropped out of Stanford 2 years ago, took Zepto out of stealth mode in late November 2021. The startup, which sells and delivers everything from grocery items to electronic gadgets, processes more than 300,000 orders a day in 7 Indian cities. Zepto, like many other firms operating in the category, relies on hundreds of so-called dark stores that dot popular neighborhoods across cities. The vast majority of these stores are fully EBITDA positive, Palicha said. In fact, Zepto has reduced its burn significantly and is aiming to be IPO-ready with a company-wide EBITDA-positive metric in 12 to 15 months, he said. The startup, whose annualized revenue sales today exceed $700 million, according to Palicha, has grown its sales by 300% year-on-year and is targeting $1 billion in annualized sales within the next few quarters, he said. Even with this capital, we want to maintain our discipline, avoid complacency, and push hard to hit EBITDA positivity, said Kaivalya Vora, Zepto co-founder and CTO, in a statement. In that journey, the biggest drivers of P&L improvement for us are based on technology and product. We are building one of the best supply chain product stacks in the country today, and we are investing heavily in customer-facing product as well. This technical excellence is in our DNA, and I'm excited about the next phase of building. Zepto plans to go public by 2025 as a profitable, growing technology company that customers love, the company said. The funding makes Zepto the first unicorn from India this year amid a protracted slowdown in the economy that has significantly hurt the appetite of investors. Indian startups raised a mere $5.46 billion in the first half of 2023, a substantial 68% decline from the $17.1 billion during the same time frame in 2022, and a drop from $13.4 billion in H1 2021, according to market intelligence firm Traction. 65 Indian startups became unicorns, reached slash exceeded $1 billion valuation in 2021 and 2022. It feels like I've been making fewer investments this year because Zepto keeps the comparative bar so high, Will Robbins, GP at Contrary, an early backer of Zepto, told TechCrunch.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.